We find one of the most important verses in the Bible in the very first chapter of the Bible. It's not as famous as the first verse, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth," but it's just as consequential. It's just as important to us. And I'm talking about Genesis 1:26. I'm talking about what we might call the divine resolve, where God says, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness." One question which immediately arises is, who is he talking to? We believe that there's one God. There are those who theorize that he's talking to the angels. We believe, though, that there could be a difference in the image of God and the image of angels. We also believe that God does not consult with angels. He commands angels. He doesn't need their consultation. I think it makes much more sense to assume that we're being given a view here, we're being let in on the Trinitarian councils, that this is actually a record of something that transpired between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is a Trinitarian communion over the creation of our species. We can talk more about what the image of God in man really means. But here we note the purposefulness, and we note one of the goals. The goal of God is to make his human creation like himself. It's an important thing to note before we get to chapter 3, because in chapter 3, the serpent informs Eve that God's great motive is to keep her from becoming like him. So not only was that a lie, that was the opposite of the truth. We were originally created in God's image. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.